Very, very, very warm welcome. Thank you for inviting me to come to Cambridge. It's my first time here teaching, and I'm delighted to be here. And I have to confess, this morning when I saw this brilliant, crisp, shiny blue sky, I thought, oh, I wouldn't come to a day to spend inside. So really, really appreciate that you did come, you know, and really looking forward to spending time with you today. And as I said, it's my first time here. I know some of you from different retreats in Gaia House and other things I'm involved with. And really, really lovely to see you again. And also really lovely to meet all these new faces. And also really want to acknowledge that I don't know you as a Sangha. You know, I don't know the mix of practices, of experience, and I assume that there will be quite a wide range, yeah, of some who are involved and engaged in this beautiful practices since quite some time, others very, very new, you know, may come from different traditions, so to say, from different mappings, we might have different expectations, different hopes for this day. And I'm aware that I probably can't meet all the needs and expectations. And still, I will do my best and take that what is helpful for you. And the rest, leave behind. Really want to welcome all, wherever you are, and hope that this day, that there will be something for you in it. Yeah. And so I just want to say a little bit how the day will unfold. So we will be alternating between sitting practice and walking practice, which somehow includes also standing. So at any time in here, in the Quakers meeting room, if you feel you want to actually change your posture, your gesture you are taking from sitting into standing, you're very, very welcome. Yeah. Equally, if you're sitting on the floor and you want to alternate between sitting on the chair, please do so. Yeah. And there will be some instructions, some guidance. I aim to have lunch around 1 p.m. for about 45 minutes and an hour, and then in the afternoon we will again have some practice periods, some reflections, and I aim to end the day at around 4:30 with some question and answers before this. Question and responses. Because, you know, cannot guarantee anything. If anyone would like to have an opportunity, and there's very limited space for this, but I still want to offer it. If anyone would like to have like 10 minutes or so to speak about their practice one-to-one with me, let me know. Yeah, and I will find some time. I try to find some time. Yeah, so I'm available. Just want to put this out. And I leave it in your good hands to approach me or not. Yeah. So I'm available, and if there's anything you would like to discuss with me about your practice, let me know, and we see what is possible. So I still see some movement out there, so I don't know if some more people want to come in. Yeah. Okay. Or maybe just for now, just taking a breath, just taking this moment of contact. And I will say a little bit more about the setting of the retreat. It's like this, you know, we're gathering ourselves in and we are creating this together now. It's so important, you know. And it's also really important for us to remember. It's not that I'm delivering something ready-made, you know. A day like this is always co-created. It always takes all you to make it happen. Your presence, your intention, your showing up. All I can do is, as much as possible to my ability, to guide you and support you to this day. You know, and this is what we do. We support each other, hopefully, in this. So each of our presences, you know, our intention, our good intention, are very, very welcome and needed and essential to create a Cambridge day-long retreat. Hasn't been here before. To really just welcoming yourself in this co-arising. This co-arising has all these different ingredients, and one of the ingredients is actually us with our particular shapings of our social, cultural context, our gender, our age, our nationality, or whatever it might be. You know, we are part, you know, we are all ingredients to what we are creating here today. And if you wish, maybe just have a look around and look at these other ingredients here. It can be a lovely way to see another. Oh, another ingredient of what we are co-creating here. And really maybe having a sense of including ourselves very much, like in this celebration of also of our diversity, of our different background, of our different experience, and where we find ourselves maybe right now in our life. And welcoming it. Just want to shortly mention some other very helpful ingredients to create an environment that supports that what we are endeavoring here. And I think probably, at least for me, what I would like to offer is a place where we can connect to the experience of being human, being alive. Creating a space where we can support a deep listening in this presence, a sensitivity, a receptivity. A space where we can allow ourselves to disentangle to some extent from the complexity of our lives, where we can simplify, where we can gather in, you know, this body, mind, and heart to be more present for the sake to be able to actually look deeper. So really a day where we invite ourselves to deeply as possible for each of us to contact this body, mind, and heart, this field of awareness we call me, mind, and I, to connect deeply to this and to explore, to discover. And what is really, really helpful, and I really invite you or ask you to engage in this intention, is this intention, is the intention of non-harming, you know, that. You know, and of course, you know, I assume that is how you will live your life, but really, really very consciously, you know, that we enter this quality of mind heart where we really do not want to harm anyone with our actions, with our speech, with any expression of our body, mind, and heart. You know, and this is very, is traditionally expressed in the five hindrances. Wrong word. In the precepts. Yeah, and I just want to mention them very shortly. And these are intentions, these are trainings, these are ways where we calibrate our inner direction. They're not rules, they are not commandments. You know, the intention not to harm any other being. The intention, the training to not take what is not freely given. The intention not to harm anyone with the expression of our sexuality. The intention not to harm, to hurt, or cause pain. By actually taking substances to cloud the mind. The intention not to harm, to hurt anyone with what we are uttering, what we are saying. And some of you who have been long around, you might say, oh, she got the sequence wrong. You normally have to get certain sequence. But really, can you really, allow yourself to step into this potential of the human heart of living an as harmless life as possible. You know, giving each other this precious gift that actually others can relax around us. We don't have to guard our, you know, starts with where we don't have to guard our possessions. That we don't have to watch out for an attack verbally, you know, in our expressions of speech and of force. Where people don't have to fear us. Really letting this in, you know, can be so beautiful really to see it as a precious gift we are giving to each other rather than I should, I shouldn't. So are you up for this? Yeah. Very important ingredient. And also another one, we will be changing modality. We have changed it already. We are changing from a more interactive verbal engagement with each other to the modality of being in silence. Which doesn't mean that we disconnect from another. You know, that we close down to another, but that we relate to ourself, life, other in a different way. So then we can actually deeply touch what it may mean to be alive. You know, to really see this silence, and it's beautiful to actually be in a Quaker meeting house. You know, you think one can already feel, you know, this is one of the qualities which has been cultivated here is the stillness, is the silence. So beautiful to listen deeply. And what I find a really beautiful image, which I now come again and again, you know, like the seafaring nations, you know, they didn't see the sea as something that separates them, but something that connects. And we can see the silence of this. Yeah. Not something that disconnects, but that connects us in a different way. Like the east coast of England was very much more connected to, you know, to the other side of the sea than to actually where I come from, to Devon. It's much more connected there through the water in between them. So a day to simplify together, to be present. A day where we can allow ourselves the permission to touch life and be touched by life in all its multiple ways. All its multiple ways. Allowing ourselves to be touched, which doesn't have to exclude any experience. There isn't a right or wrong experience we can be having. There isn't. Where we can invite, you know, this freedom of receiving, holding, perceiving, whatever is showing up. Without having maybe this habitual or even seeing maybe our habitual compulsion at times, you know, when something is arising and we immediately want to fix it, get rid of it, do something with it, improve it, weed it out. conquer it, or whatever it might be. So I spent as much as you can letting all this aside for now and having a sense of open intention for presence. And I asked if I can light a candle, and I think it's actually really nice, you know, sometimes I think something to really have a small ceremony is really, really helpful. So I want to start the day officially with lighting a candle and really bringing in all these intentions of non-harming, of looking deeply, of actually really celebrating the depths of what it means to be alive on this earth. You know, to really inquire, to explore, to discover. Maybe seeing the candle as a reminder of your intentions, even if they are different, or, you know, might add some intentions for today. So it's really beautiful to sense already the sense of stillness, you know, of people who have taken their seat, literally actually taking their seat. And if you want to, before we come to a more a formal way of sitting together, if you want to move a little bit, adjust a little bit, please, please, please feel free to do so. Might want to adjust something, you might want to stretch something. You know, and if you need to cough or to sneeze, and if your tummy is rumbling, we are not speaking with each other, yeah, we don't engage verbally, but we still make noises. You know? Doesn't mean that you're not allowed to be alive here. You know? So coughing is just a sound, you know, of some body needing something. Yeah, so don't worry about this. Sometimes actually the tension of I mustn't might increase it, you know, it's really fine. We're still alive, we still have bodies, and they make sound, breath, and so forth. So here we are, this is our body, mind, and heart. Just taking a moment of sensing in, contacting right now, and again in whatever way this makes sense to you. How does it feel right now, in this moment, how does it feel right now to inhabit this body, mind, and heart? It's like we're making contact, curious contact. And if you can, again, just for a moment, and don't get too tied up if it doesn't, if you can't make sense of it, of this question, just really relax around it. Can you sense right now, what is your relationship to what is arising in your field of experience? there's a contraction of dislike or judgment, or is there a softening quality of curiosity, of kindness? Can you sense it? So making contact, open, curious contact, this body, mind and heart, or with this field of experience, this field of awareness, we call, that's me, that's mine, that's I. And already this intention to make contact, such a beautiful intention, can be very, very powerful. All we do, we just check in. How is it to be alive right now? And then you can let go of this particular kind of contemplation. And again, as always, we begin with something, you know, where we actually connect with a very basic experience of being alive. You know, as an invitation to simplify together, body breathing. And today, I want to also really play a little bit with the perception of breath to invite, to support another quality which can be so, so helpful. It is a quality of groundedness, of feeling somehow a sense of groundedness in our being. And I would like to offer a way of perceiving the breath that supports this. Might feel unusual, but please play along if you wish. So whenever you are ready, bringing your attention down to the contact points. Contact of your feet with the ground, with the earth, your lower legs. Contact with your sit bones, the surface you're sitting on. Contact of your hands resting in each other in your lap or resting on your thighs. So really allowing your awareness to linger there for a while. Not that we exclude any other experience, but this is what we are emphasizing for now. Contact, the density, maybe the warmth of body in contact with earth, with ground. With a seed. And of course, awareness may go up into the head, into thinking, and simply knowing this and inviting it again to hang out, to rest, the sensations of density, warmth, or whatever they may be in the contact with the earth, with the surface we are sitting on. And then, whenever you feel ready, see, again, it's an invitation, it's a playing with intention. See if you can perceive the breath as if entering through the contact points, maybe through the soles of your feet or your lower legs touching the earth, as if the breath is entering there, rising with the in-breath, rising up your body. It's not so important how high the breath rises, no need to force anything. It's really just playing with this intention, not getting too tight about doing it right. Inviting yourself gently in perceiving the breath in this way. In breath, breath entering the body through the contact points. And with the out breath, letting it sink, descend. Give itself back to the ground below. With the next in-breath, again inviting maybe the uplifting, energizing quality of the in-breath rising through the contact point into the belly area, area of the solar plexus, chest, throat, or let's see how far, you know, again, not forcing anything. It's really a very gentle invitation. Receiving, welcoming the in-breath. And with the out-breath, giving back, releasing, relaxing. Letting yourself drop into the holding of the ground below. Energy of the in-breath, again, rising in your body. So opening yourself to the in-breath, and with the out-breath, letting yourself be welcomed by the holding of the ground below. Let maybe this moment of tiredness be nourished, be touched by the energizing quality of the ascending in-breath. And let this tension of body, mind and heart release itself, soften itself with the out-breath back into the earth, into the ground below. In-breath energizing, nourishment, ascending, out-breath releasing, relaxing, the restlessness maybe in body, mind and heart, the thoughts, worries, really giving yourself the permission to unburden yourself in this way. For this sitting, full permission, no need to hold on to anything, giving it back, letting it drop. Maybe even instead of what can happen when we're sitting down, that there is already some kind of tension building up of must not and should not. Maybe if you can even let yourself soften, enjoy the sense of being held and received by the solidity of the earth below. Enjoy the sense of being nourished, being opened by the in-breath ascending in your body. And really play around with it. It's not about doing it right. It's a playing with perception, with intention. this thought, this moment of restlessness, of judgment, or whatever it might be, this moment of being lost in fantasy. The next in-breath, welcome it, and with the out-breath, let it fall, drain, give it back to the holding of the ground below. We don't have to be different, to be welcomed, or to be nourished by the breath. We don't have to fix or to get rid. Be welcomed by the holding of the ground. Allowing our awareness to rest and savor the in-breath and the out-breath in this way. So could you relate in your experience to these instructions? Who couldn't at all? You know, it's not that here. So what was the difficulty? Do you know? Yeah. Again, not, you know, just and see what works for you. Really, really trusting this. So I'm aware it's can be a very unusual way of experience breath. And you know, we have the permission to actually play with perception of breath. Yeah. American monk in the Thai tradition, which I always very often refer to, Ajahn Thanissaro. He said, you know, and then at some point it gets really interesting, then we can play with the perception of breath. And there are so many different ways to do this. Yeah. So I'm saying this really to, especially if some have only one way of relating to the breath, you know, we can actually open up to this, and this is fine. We are playing here with cause and effect. And right now, what I would like to really somehow evoke and support is the quality of coming more into our body and groundedness. That would be so helpful. Yeah. So this is our intention. This is what we want to cultivate, groundedness, embodiment, in whatever way we are able right now to evoke it, to step into this. So any questions about what I just... Any? So, some time for walking meditation. And as far as I know, there is in the dining room downstairs people can walk, and also in the yard. You can also walk on the street, you know, it's not that you're not allowed to walk on the street, but also be aware that there are others around, you know, so it's not that, you know. So very much in the walking, we stay with this intention of simplifying, of gathering in, of grounding, of embodiment. This is what we want to invite, not at schutz, but really want to invite this. So in the walking meditation, we shift the expression of our body, but our intention is staying the same. So in the walking meditation, again, many different ways of doing it. You might have your own preferred form, and if you feel that you would like to engage in the walking practice as you're used to, please do so. Yeah, really trusting here your own inner judgment. So in the walking meditation, we choose a particular distance, maybe 10 meters or so. And what we do, we are simply walking to and fro, resting with our awareness in the direct felt experience of body walking, or maybe walking, body walking and breathing. And we can do this again in many different ways. What people find very, very helpful is to actually emphasize the connection, the contact with the sole of the feet touching the earth. You know, there is a sense of, oh, this is where I can invite my attention to rest, to hang out, to come back to again and again, sensation of feet touching the ground. For some of you, it might be more helpful to actually have more the sense of movement of the legs, or a slightly wider focus, where you return, rest, let your awareness hang out, and simplify. And again, others even might have a wider sense of rest, and resting with awareness in the sense of whole body walking on this earth. Whole body walking on this earth. And knowing it directly. There is a felt direct sense of body moving, being held by the earth, moving through space. And also where you can really, really sense in for a moment what is a pace that is actually supportive for you to support this intention for now together to simplify. Sometimes it is really helpful to go very, very slowly. Sometimes it's helpful to go a little bit faster. Again, don't think that you have to do it in a particular way, but really invites this quality of listening, of receptivity, maybe sensing in what pace right now will support me. And it might change during the walking period. So really, again, emphasizing, inviting also the qualities of receptivity, of sensing in. Not with a sense of having to do it right, but again, finding out what happens when I do this. Is it supporting my intention or not? So I would like to invite you to stand up for a moment. Just start with really for a moment just simply standing here, you know. Shifting of shape of the body as a different gesture now, standing. And just maybe for a moment enjoying this particular expression, this particular shaping, this particular gesture of our body. Feet hip width apart. Soft knees, hands just maybe giving themselves over to gravity at the side of your body, or you might have them in front of your body or at the back. You can see what feels supportive for you. Feeling the contact with the earth. Feeling the density, the holding, the solidity of the floor from which our standing is arising. Feeling the contact of the softness of your feet, the hardness of the floor. Really lingering there for a moment in this contact. Doesn't mean that you become numb to the rest of your body, but this is what we are emphasizing, this resting, contacting this particular part or in your field of experience, in your field of awareness. The earth below, and then also becoming aware the space around, sky above, ceiling and sky above. Body standing and consciousness knowing it. And then if you like, maybe shift the weight, play a little bit with shifting the weight on the sole of your feet, maybe from side to side, back and front, and again really getting interested, sensing it,
knowing it from the inside, inhabiting the shifting sensations of doing these very minute movements. Maybe bringing your weight to the outside of your feet or inside, back, front. Connecting with this very basic experience of being alive. Then bringing your weight to your left foot, lift your right foot, putting it a little bit in front, bringing your weight to your right foot, lift your left foot, and putting it again next, but hip width apart to the right foot. This was a very small step of walking meditation. And one could say, you know, walking meditation is basically walking and knowing, so I'm doing this movement with my hand, knowing that you are walking. So enjoy your walking, and if you could ring the bell in, who's the bell ringer? Ah, no, if you could ring the bell in 25 minutes, yeah? So enjoy your walking.